Mishnah and Chulin, brings down two different dam against the Yom Teruvos. Has the idea of chatichos, ramoshes, the idea of tam, of taste attracting one to another. Two separate dam, one is seen as tam, nun tes is not stand for 59 out of 60, nun tes stands for the idea of mois and tam. And then with the shear mois and tam, we'll get to the shishim, or mayo, kvelo, and hatimashar. That's going to be similar to the ches, similar to the ches. The second sugar of chatichos, mamoshes, idea of why it's not being mavata b'roi, only bottle, not being bottled through ve'elef. The sugar of putu b'roi is called kes, and the idea of not being bottled, the more discusses burial, chatichos with its chapid, del vishnu matirim, that's tafkuf, simukuf, simukuf alas, simukuf beis. I mean, there's two separate yelm over here. The first sugar is going to be, we're learning now, the idea of tam, that's the ches, that's the ches. The second sigma moshes, or after the apple bottle, that's cooked with alpha pain, but we'll get back to after 2 months. If you want to follow that, for example, being down, Robert has a statement that one says three things. Number one, they say the sigma of taimo. The second thing that one says is kvelo. And third thing they say is shishim. Explain to Gemara what that means. What is minibisha? Explain to Gemara, meaning you have a case of chuma. Mixing with chulin, you have a coin over here to come along to go taste it. But also, if you taste the chumo that's only mutter a coin, does not taste the chumo, it's mutter even yisro, the sugar of taimo. A second thing, isiro, let's say you have isra chela mixing type ulcer, then you go over to a kvela to go taste it. If it's not tasted, it's mutter, you taste it, it's ulcer. A third thing, let's say it's mim biminoi, that means you cannot tell the difference, or it's mim bishain the minoi be isiro and is no kvela of a grey that's around. Then locha shishim. So basically, we have three things over here: we have the sugya of ti'ima, kvela, and shishim. We have to explain all three of them, meaning yisrael, a goy, and the case of mimbe minay. So before we get to the case of a yisrael, which is the first case, let's discuss the sugya of a kvela of a nachri over here. Well, the sugya of kvela by nachri, the basis is very clear. There are two separate questions over here. There's a question over here of when exactly is a kvela going to come to be neman. And the question also, what is his nemonis? Two different things. First question of what is his nemonis, that's the basis it starts off with. In there, there are two chalakim over here. Two shalas. In the chalak of what is it, again, of what is his nemonis? Is it dafka kfela, a person over here who is a baki? Or it means any case of a goy? A second thing is a case over here, the goy is a mesech pi tumai, or even not mesech pi tumai. I mean, again, we have a question here: what is his nemonis? Is it mitzvah zabaki or not? Or is it mitzvah sechavi tumoy or not? Now, I'm encouraged. I said, look at the guy. The guy is very clear over here. There are four sheetahs brought down, clearly in the base Yosef. Four different sheetahs. Go through the four different sheetahs. First Rashi, the sugya, the simple reading of Rashi. He says, the ma'aseh need two things. Number one, he has to be a kfela, and number two, he also has to be in the sechavi tumoy. A case of both. Read the Rosh that's brought down in the Torah. The question of how he ends off. The Torah ends off with the words are that he's not does not know that the case of him is Sivahatar. Not know using him. To come with a basis, it says maybe not in the case of a Kvela. Maisa, the words of the Rosh inside, his words are Nachtum. He says the case of Kvela. And therefore, come with the Taz and Shach, and again they disagree with the basis. The Sam Im Shach, the Rosh also is a situation. We have a case over here of a Kvela and the Sikh Mitumai. They point out, look at the Kitzei Peskei Rosh. He brings down Kvela and Mesech Pitumai. That's Kitzei Peskei Rosh, is a Torah on his father. It might be the case of two things over here, like Rashi Shito. Nachum is a chef, and leads the buck over here. A Kvela, the words of Gemara, that's a question what it means. But Kimel and Rashi, Rashi is Kvela, what does it say? Nachum. Nachum is a bucky, a chef. Someone's a bucky in time. And this malach, how Rashi the Rosh goes, is Azura, the Smak, the Yeruchim. And that's how the Rashba says, Yishilotash Devaya. That means we have one sheet over here. The question is, what is the Namonis? The Namonis is a Kvela and a case of a Sheikh Mutumai. Now, what do we need a case of Kvela for? In the case of a Sheikh Mutumai, especially if you understand the case of Tabki Ikiz Drabonim. And therefore, Drabonim, who almost said on the case of a Sheikh Mutumai, and Rashi holds Tam Kikis Rabbala by Shari Sir. So why does Rashi need a situation of Kvela and Mesiach Mitumai? So come along with the Shach, and he brings down in his parentheses over here, his Machatonim, the Ben Gershom, the voice of Kishuli. And he says, he said that we have come to Og the Chumutadeshim. Chumutadeshim says, the reason why you need it for Tansugya Mirsas. It adds the monos. Number one, you have a case that we have a Sifri Tuoi. Maybe still he's lying. In case of Krela, we have two things together. So the Tansugya is like a double strengthening idea. We have double the monos. They have the greatest Nemon. Come on, the voice of Kishuli, the Benikeshim, which is the Safi, sorry. They said over here said that the monos is mitzad mesif free to mine. What did it fail for? You someone mak and time him. Need a baki. Need a chef. Someone knows the difference over here. My son, we have to have voice Kishu says he say to my again as baki. Not the monos, as baki. Kivegi from some going this way. The shak's maskono. Look at the kapiyoin of Pimgon. They explain maskono. The shak is now like his makatonim. His maskono is called like the said of the true tradition. The said of the sugim in the monos is very strong in the monos. Tzav Masik Mutum might give them one level. And even further than that, the fact that we have to compare gives them even a stronger level. Nako Mino will come out. We'll get to later on get this the case of Yisrael. The Yisrael needs to be a case of a Kefela. Maybe it's a case of a Kayin. Who wants to taste over the Chumah of this Chumah and the Chulm over here? Do you need me if Mitzad Sigil being Meshaker? That's how the Shach and Stein from the Chumah and Deshen, a Kamal Luchor, the case by Yisrael, would not need a situation of being a Kefela. Look at the shackles of cotton hair, which is also said to not in the case of a Kefela. Mashaykh, you've got this sugar over here, voice of a shunim kivah hilcho, you would in the case of a Kefela. Naf gimino.
Have you said the time cases the Rabbana might need to time
him? To strengthen it.
Why do you need that strength? What's the answer?
Because that came from what said, it's more of a. It's time, then we'll get to other sheets, we'll speak out. We're chayshish. We have an option for reviving better, reviving better.
But by Kefela, he's believed because. Business also, right?
Okay, we'll
why is that not? Why
do you need also specific? No, so let's say Kefela Baki, depends on who sheet you're in, but it's a double strength over here.
Even though it's going to be.
Yeah, that's a sheet. We have an option, let's do both, you can get both over here. The second sheet, Kamal Tesis, Nikamal says in the Tafsari Zain, the secret of Kefela in itself is enough. The Ben Tam, the Ra, the Rit, the Ra, and Nikamal said Kefela Mice is enough. The Mice, why is Kefela enough? Kamal will be washed, the ritual say, a Kefela. Is not Kamal long to your line? Now, why is not Kamal long to your line? The two different ways among the children how to say over. The way our teacher says over, he's not going to lose his job. He has a job over here, he's ready for his job. Doesn't want to yes, do not say, the Rav Mishnayis. The Rav, the Raj, but the Rav, the Rav, they say over, they say, more Nafshay. People don't want people to say he's not a Baki. I'm a Baki. People say he's not a Baki. He likes the covenant of being a Baki. Could be the nafkamina is, let's say when a guy retires, he's not going to lose an umnus because he has no job anymore. But he wants to still be a baki, and he has to give COVID. That's not ruchach, that's nafkamina, that could be nafkamina. What he said, say over what the kareich of the kareil is, why we're not chesh to come and go lie. We've watched it over a different reason, he wants to say the reason why he needs a kareil, he's a baki in time. Again, the nafkamina will get to with the case of Yisrael. Again, we have a second malach, kareil in and of itself, a mice is enough. And the way Bisham said is that the sugya of not to be shaker. That's his koyach over here. A third malach, Kamal the Rashba me'ikir adin. He Kamal says either a kefela is a koyach in the monos, or mesiach mitumai that itself is a koyach in the monos. Now the Rashba himself ends off saying avade is better in machmer for both mesiach mitumai and against a kefela. Well, a lot of times the Rav told you this is a locho better in machmer. So really the Rashba says the same thing. This is a locho. Either Kreila or Mesech Mitumai, especially Machmar, Yishlochosh, Kreila and Mesech Mitumai. Maisa, read the Machab over here, and the basis is very clear. He came along and put some Tziv on the Shitas, and he comes along and says, you go past like the Iker Rashba. He comes along and says, the Halach is Kreila or Mesech Mitumai. The Shach says, even though it's left out of the Machab over here, the Sugya of Kreila, the Maisa, he goes over here like the Rashba. The Goyim said, Sochin, why left it out? But the Goyim and the Shach say, the Machab is passing like the Rashba, it's Kreilo Imesiyat Mitumai. The fourth Shito, Rambam, Maisi, he left it out. Not Kreilo, not Mesiyat Mitumai. I think Gemara says the word's Kreilo. It's either way how the Beis Yosef explains, either it's Latarth, go Orchid and Motsamakach, usually it's a Shach. Or the way the Beis Yosef says, anyone who comes to taste something is called a Kreilo. Or the way the Goyim says, oh, anyone who says it's Baki in time is called a case of a Kreilo. Lavdafka, anyone says he knows that mice is enough. Either Kash is what I believe him for. It's not a sif, lefiki mai. It's coming with people got him, some safer, and others that explain. This question of the one is coming from because no one wants to be caught in a lie. I say, even if you don't have the Torah, even if you have no reason not to lie, no one wants to be called a liar. But the way the Torah says it dropped different, he quotes all the people God, he says he has no reason to lie. No reason to lie. So since he does not want to be called a liar, he has no reason to lie over here, come over, he has in the monks, a guy by himself. So Maisa comes out, very clear, we have four sheets. Well, what exactly is in the monks? Either we have Rashi, and the Rosh Kor to Mos Achroinim, you have need two things, Kfela and the Sef Mishamoy. The second sheet is Tosfos, only a case of a Kfela. A third sheet is Rashba Me'ikra Adin, the Ke'aloch is Oy Kfela, Oy Mesef Mishamoy. And you have a fourth option, the Rambam, you don't need anything, not Kfela, not Mesef Mishamoy. There's a fifth option, the Beis Yosef has it, Sam and the Rashba, the loch over here is maybe only Mesef Mishamoy. That's the fifth option. The Maisa, the Chim is not collected. The fifth option, we have four options over here. The Loch HaMais again is very clear, the Beis Yosef, it says we make it seem over here, go like the Rashba's Ikra Locho, Mitzav Rambam and other Shitas. The Kalam we pass the Loch is either Kvelo or Mesef Mishamoy. And again, Tzarchin says going wide, Mechaba left it out. Either one of the Maisa is enough. Now, what does it mean, Mesef Mishamoy? Okay, we have the Loch over Sunday Shabbat, Mesef Mishamoy, we get this man as there. What does that mean? It's a simple understanding. You're speaking with a guy, Derech Agam, the conversation he mentions, no, I ate this piece of meat, I did not taste any chilim inside of here, might seem to be a case of kosher. Fine, that's simple. What happens, you gave a piece of meat to a guy, he eats it, and afterwards, Mesef Mishamoy, you're coming along to go ask him if it's chilim inside. That means not beforehand, that means he did not know to be sensitive to the taste over here. A lot of times people eat, they eat without thinking or margish what they taste. Is the deal with Mesef Mishamoy dafka before they ate it? You know, you mentioned, oh, you know, maybe it's something that happened, he eats it, he's margish, can't go taste it. Or even a situation where he stopped and ate, and afterwards you want to megalo, nice, what he ate, is that chel over here? So come on, the flaw, he wants a taina, if he's not a bucky, a regular person will not be sensitive without putting his mind to go taste it. A regular person will be stumbling upon saying, I know there's no chel here. Eat, people eat. Maybe a bucky says it won't be sensitive. At Sadr Sheni, come on the Ben Ishchai, the Beis Hillel, of Rebbe Akiva Eiger over here, in the second one, he gets about the Sigim Chanan, he says, Yisrael, in the case of B'di'evet, B'shemim upon Yisrael B'di'evet, meaning Yisrael already ate it, you ask him afterwards, Yisrael, Maisik, you taste over here, Shum inside, or did you taste Chol inside? He says, Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Maisik, B'shemim upon it. To receive Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the loss of a regular person, even afterwards, you can B'shemim upon it. To my place among Machoinim, if afterwards, Nichol, in the category of Ramle Inshi, we read Masham, who was the casual who gets the sugyo. Masham has a, we have a call, Nusl Rami, Lava Daite. So he wants to Machal, it really depends. Yes, one person, maybe he doesn't remember, doesn't know, not sensitive to it. But yes, a bunch of people, and all these guys say, that they schedule inside, I say that's enough, like Mishan Chabana. So far as there are one question, the Mesif Mishamoy is Nichol in the category of B'diyem practically. A second question, is the Taz over here. What happens if the guy knows you have Yisrael upon him, does not know you have Yisrael upon him for Yisrael Heter? Meaning, for example, go to the guy and says, does this piece of meat have Chelev inside, I'm allergic to Chelev? Option 4. And B'etzem, why do I want to know it's Chelev? I'm not allergic to Chelev. I want to know if it has Sugiv Yisrael Heter. So the guy knows I'm being relying upon him, mitzat, not mitzat Yisrael Heter. So Losh and Rosh, and B'etzem Losh and Rosh and the Sugiv, the words are, I do not know Simcha upon him for Issa Veheter. Why say those words for? Kamu Vataz, the Ogin of Esesiv, Kamu will tell you, I know being Simcha, but not Issa Veheter, Nichol and Kategor Mashiach Vitumai. The guy knows. But my said, at the end of the day, now you get Issa Veheter, you Simcha upon him. No problem, it's Nichol and Kategor Mashiach Vitumai. The crazy goes to display, Kampiyonah, the flow, they point out who disagrees. Number one, the Mechaber does not understand that Pshat the way in the Rosh. The Taz comes down. So Pshat the Rosh, Mechaber not go this way. Void, read the Mechaber slowly, he dropped those words out. He says, Vatsoch Shliyot Shem Cholov. And he left afterwards Issa Heter. Left afterwards the Rosh, the Torah and Rashi. Void, the second thing they point out, look, Kivega on the page says, why the Mot Tokti Machmanat Bishemcha the Kvail Bismanazah, the Goyd Bismanazah. So it says, not possible to have the same time a Kvailo and the Sefer Yitumai. And we have the chayish with all the sheets over here. Not possible to know you being semich upon him and mesif mishamoy. They point out why not? I can know me semich upon him mitzad for, and not know mitzad sugi issa v'heter. according to Taz. So you see from Akiva Eger, from his understanding, it's not possible b'zman hazeh to have a kfeila emissary of Yitumoi, not like the Taz over here. So again, to comment, we have a second question, what to find b'sik Yitumoi, if I know b'samach, the great knows b'samach upon him, but not in Taz Yisrael Hethik, b'samach anach, b'chalikis. Again, the Taz says, the lochid is a person who can be b'samach upon him, praise you, d'imri. So I'm showing you the chur, the machab, and the Taz, and the Kiveg did not go this way.
Why would be the Svart of Machalik?
Oh, so the question is, what's Svart of Machalik? What's Pshat in the Taz? Great question. So the chur, the Yisrael is, this, the Gate Yisrael to be Kloli is, what you simply see over here, that in the world, you go to a guy, you tell a guy, you know, I'm allergic to something, we have a curve that can eat chicken. And therefore, if he eats chicken, he gets allergic, he has to go to the hospital, it's very dangerous. And going to understand things that are allergic and dangerous, you know, even a mashu inside, you have to be very careful and tell you there's no chicken inside, or there's no nuts inside. People are allergic to things, no milk inside, they'll tell you. And the mashu ain't going to get to kashrus, they think it's a religious technicality over here. And they think that's really going to come over to go help you out to, like, you know, a person, like, for example, he's on a diet, no sugar. So fine, so if you put in some sugar, it tastes better, it helps him out over here. Sometimes a person self-cheats and eating sugar over here, has some cake over here. It's not, I don't mean anyone personally, but people, like, they cheat. The blood level goes sky high, mama's 5 minutes later. No, I said, well, I can, no, just, over here, I can cheat and they get a diet. Going for some odd reason, they think they're coming to help you, or people think, who do not appreciate Torah, they think, you know, you have a technical aspect of here, I'm coming to go help you, I'll put in some sugar, or I'll tell you this thing really has no chelev inside, or I'll come to over here, and each one has own thing. In this country, I've seen it numerous times, they get to this Nido, the doctors, they know the sugar better than the yeshiva guys, and yeah, there's no dam here, then they get to everything fine, and they think they're helping you out. I advise the worst dam and especially the South Korea. The doctor who are healing them, they know the sugi is a lot better than you, and they're saying things that are not really true. They know their mothers over here. The person knows their mothers. So, same thing again to the Taz says, after four, then them one. No, you can be separate upon it. From the sugi of Kashrus, it's simply two more, otherwise, not them one. That's the correct, all the Taz sugi is simply two more. That's one you said over here. That could be the quality is why all the Sivahetu were not Sivah people who are not Makshav Isivahetu. Now, once we have the Sigur here of Kfela and the Sivah Tumai, so the Sigur of Kfela in the Monas is because he's an Umar. Either the word of the Rosh, the Musa of the Gluye, the word of Tosius, not to lose his Parnas over here, the word of the Rosh, Lemar Nafshe. The question is, what's the Kreich in the Monas of the Sivah Tumai? The way they shouldn't bet them ask even further, on the side that the Issa Heter Tom Kikis it didn't derive over here. So we have a Klal, most of the girls will eat him, goes with Basra. The Lochor is that Messiah Futumoi is only Nemon by the Abolons or by the Raisa by Edis Isha. Otherwise, if I can plug it in, if not, not. Otherwise, I'm fine. My thing's on. The plug is over there. otherwise, the loch is that in the Gedi Sugar of Dereiso, a Goyal Mice is not Nemun. So the question is, according to the Rambam, the Rashba, the Mechaber, they're saying with Semich upon a Goy without the Sugar Kvelo. How in the world is Semich upon a Goy without the Sugar Kvelo? Either not Nemun, it's the Sugar of Tam Kikis Dereiso. So the Numis Malchum on the page had an answer where the Koich Matsiach Levi Tumor is coming from. One is coming with Taz and Shach, they bring down the Truman Tadeshan. He says that Sugar of Tam Kikis Dereiso, the Rabbanon, Bez Shem will get to, is the base of Gimel, is better Machlokes among Lushainim. Rashi and the Rambam say negate Shari Sum with Rabbanon. Mashainke Taisha says the case of Dereiso. Therefore, come along negate Bosom of Cholom, Lukul Amas Dereiso. Sharism is a machlokes over here. So Gam is the base of Gimel, who come along to be Machmer, and say Tam Gikin the Raisa by Sharism. And here we're discussing a case of Sharism. However, the gate is the over here of Kefelo, was saying upon the sheet is Tam Gikin a case of Drabon over here. Come, a case of Drabon. My city, read the Taz, who is Maskon over here to answer this question, where's the Koyach Masir Bitumoi? is maskana that the sheet of the Torah, the Machabit, is with some of the Tamke Ikiz, the case over here of Drabbanon. The Afkmi will get to are going to be Semich upon his side, Tamke Ikiz, the Raisi, even Lakulo. We'll have to get to. The Kash they do point out is, first of all, the Rash Bishito himself is Tamke Ikiz, is the Raiso. And the Rash Bishito is Mesiach Lutumo itself is Nemo by itself. So this teretz does not work out in the Rashba. That's Aleph. A second kasha, the Gemara in Daf Kuftes, again, is very clear that Tamke Ikke is the Raisa Lukulam of Bosa Macholov. But Bosa Macholov are sending upon a Kvela by Nochri. So you'll get the Bosa Macholov and Simit Sadak Beis, Sif Aleph. The Mechabah says when you have Cholov inside the case of Boser, the first thing says the Mechabah, go give the Goy to go taste. The Goy to go taste. To see this cholov there. In fact, the tzvi letzadik on the page of Shulchan Aruch, over there the kulam is there I saw. So the teretz of Chumash Tadash Mechor would not work out over here. So in fact, the Kreti Plesi, the Prima Godim, Sam Sefer, Lechor, how in the world did Chumash Tadash and the Betim, the Shachataz, want to bring down the teretz? The Tamki Ikhlus Rabbonon, that's why he gives a Shari Surah. The Mechabes sang the Lechor by Bosom Acholov. So the Achronim, the Rukh Shabbosim, the Meborach, Shalom Zam, they want to answer, Yesh Lechalik. That's true over here, discussing in case of chelev. I said the word ches lam avav. What's cholov? Is that cholov or chelev? So the Taz and Shach both say it's chelev. How do they know? The word to Mechava starts off Isser and Arab Heter. Isser. Isser is the case of chelev. Fine. The reason why it says it Dafkin, this situation over here, is by case of Isser, there's a cheskis Isser over here. By cheskis Isser, we have a question. I'm a silphi tumoy. We have to come on to Tamke Ik is the case over here, Drabbanon, the sheets of those whole Drabbanon, Rashi and the Rambam. Mashenkin by Bosa Bechol, what is that? It's Bosa's Heter. Chol is Heter. The question got intertwined, mixed one with another, to change in Isser. Over there we have a Cheskes Heter. So over there we can come on to say, where's the Koich Nam on this from? The reason why Goy is never mistaken too much is by asking we have a Cheskes Heter. A Cheskes Heter. Only the Abba come along to be Machmer, but as a Cheskes Heter Shemoy, we're coming with never mistaken to be too much. So again, so we have one Malach to answer, where's the Koich Nam on by Isser over here? Or someone found the sheet of Tamke Ikiz Rabbanon. That's one way. Again, those who want to argue say it's a Toichik. A second Malach, other Taz come along and says, he says, the state over here is, that's not a case of Aedis Betzem, it's a case of a Chocho. It's a case of over here, Gilin Mosa Ba'almo. Only Megala, what's over here? Now, the Taz goes on further, and they want to Taino, that you learn the secret of Bechor. It's the only good teretz, not the Rash Bashito, not the Rosh Shito, but not the Mechaber. No, this is not a second. No. First heter is only by time you can do up on by Shari Sir. The second teretz now, the Taz, Gimel's Ba'almo. We didn't get to the Rosh Malach, I think.
Mentioned before, there's a between.
That's in it. By Bosa Becholov, there's a Cheskes Heter with Heter. By Bosa, we're discussing Isser. So by Isser, we don't have the Heter Cheskes Heter. It's Isser. So we cannot answer Amachab this way. And Sadak Beis, you can answer by Bosa Bechol, there's a Cheskes Heter. When they get to us, we have either one answer, Tam Gik Drabonim, that's Taz the first Teretz. Taz the second Teretz, it's a Chocho Ba'almo. That's a Gilin Mus of Almo. They point out, you read the Taz slowly, he's saying himself, this Teretz is in the Rashba and the Rosh by the Sugya Bechor. Look at the Mechaba by the Sugya Bechor, he holds Nichol again of Eidus. There's no Chilbush in the case of Eidus. And therefore, the only teretz you have according to Taz is Tamke Ikir, is the Rabbanon. That's the only teretz we have left over in the Taz. Again, we'll have to get back to Nafkamino. Are we stumbling upon the sugya of Tamke Ikir, or we chosh the Shita by case Rabbanon? In the basis of Gimel. A third malach on the page over here, the Shach being Zandu Yivosh. You want to taina, the only time, sugya is only when it's Chazik Yisro, with Machmer. It's not Chazik Yisro, come on to me, Mekel. Now, the Shach himself says that's a doichik over here, but the sugya of the Shuya, the case of Nafik, is chazik over here. Then he goes away from the sugya of the Rivosh. Then the Shach's maskon is, and where the Shach is, dikilam mekilam milso, latim lekrelo. Now, the question is, if you read it quickly, it sounds like what he's saying. He goes over to Goy, go tell him to go taste it. Now, after he tastes it, what's going to happen? He says, no, there's no chelev here. You're going to come alone to go eat it, Yisrael. He takes the chelev here. See, the Maisi is lying. Since the milsa of the Gluye, the Maisi is lying over here. And therefore, that's the Koich of the months. Why, please, over here, Mashenki, you have to come with the sigil of agents of Deraisa. Even my case of Deraisa, we never can also over the Gluye. Maisa Louis Vosh says that way, the Mikhaskoyan says over that way, the Goyan, Pichodesh, the Chokmazodim, but the Vida Shach does not say that way. His words are read slowly. He says, Dikla Mekalam Milso, Lati'ima Lekfelo. What will happen? There are two ways to say over the side. The way again, the Goyan, the Chokmazodim is saying over, give it a Goy, he'll taste it, says no Chalif, then you eat it, others Chalif. The way the Shach said over, you give the Goy, he'll taste it, then you have an option to go over to an other Kvelo to go taste it. The other Kvelo said, you're lying, there is Chalif over here. Now, why say to go over to the other Kvelo? The Minchas kind of want to say it's Lavdavko, but the other Kvelo is saying, the other Kvelo is saying, it's Davko. Because if you go to a Goy to go taste it, says it is no Chalif, then you eat it, and it is Chalif, says, yeah, but I'm the Baki, I'm the Kvelo, I know. And you don't know, I know better than you. But the way the Shach is saying over, I go over to a Kvelo to go taste it, so now I'm giving over to a Baki, so now the other Goy can say, I know better. He's a Baki, he knows also. See, say Shabbat, there's a mirsus over here because he'll go over to Kvelo to go taste it, another guy, and then there's a mirsus, the guy to go lie over here. A sixth malach had to answer the side. I'm simply too much. Is the way how the place that our Chashukhan one time will get the Sugi Besham next Chavurah to Imo. I mean, the guy tastes it. Says no Chelev. Go over to his soul and he only tastes it with his tongue, with his mouth without swallowing it. Timo will get his only Dindra Bonon. By Dama Bonon, we'll say, some Dama Lakulo. Or a case simply too much work by case to Rabbanon. A certain answer that Chassam Soyvet says over here on the page and the Kedushim he wants to answer the case over here. We'll get to it. Not now, next time. Well, the seventh Malach, where Chassam Soyvet says again on the page, or in Kedushim he says the case over here is when he goes to Goy, he has to know he's being Samech upon him for a four, but not negate Sugu Isavetar. So again, we had, just speak out, we had a kasha with the Koich and the Monos and the Sikh Pitumoy. On the page of four Malachim, over the page of three Malachim. On the page, the Malach of where the Koich and the Monos is coming from, it's either the Chumash HaDeshen, the Taz, the first Malach, L'chol Maskon, the Mechaba is, with Samech and the Shita, Tam Ke Ikidu Abodom. The second Malach, the Taz, Api the Rosh, and the Rajbo, is a Chocha Ba'almo, Nasu Giv Edis. A third Malach, the Shach, because Anthony Voshi wants to argue, there's no Cheskes Isser. A fourth Malach, the Shach says is the ick over here, is that the Ksoid over here is go give it over to another Kvail to go test out this guy over here. Those are four on the page. Three off the page.
The fourth
Kvail
to the Shach, you give it to
the Kvail afterwards. He's close, afterwards. So he's afraid to lie. That means he's afraid to give it to Kvail afterwards. He's afraid. That's why. That's weird. It's Kvail Namonis. He's afraid to go do that. The three off the page is either a Milsa of the Gluye, that's the green mice on the page, the Rivosh, says also. The second mouth off the page, the place of the Aruch HaShulchan, it'd be a T'imo without swallowing it by the case of the Aruch HaShulchan, the placey. And the third mouth, from Sayyid Bavia says, is the case of here with Semich upon the Mitarah, four and a half Issa Vehetar. I'd kind of first channel the basis of what is the mnemonis of a Goy. A second question in the Beis Yosef is when are we stumbling upon a Kvelo? And again, it's very clear that people are going to the four different Shitas. And the question really is the Kvelo without Shishim or Kvelo with Shishim, being both one with another? Again, to speak out of the Rishon over here, first Malach is Rashi in the Sugya Daf Tzadiches. He's very clear the Lochas, you need both. You need Shishim and in the case of Kvelo. That means it brings you back to the Gemara Daf Tzadiches. The Gemara over there says there is no Tam. Still, you need a case of Kof. Still, you need a case of Samach over there. And therefore, the locha is that you need two things, Shishim and the Goy, and Kvelo. Now, the question is, why do you both for? If you have Shishim, why is that Kvelo enough? If you have Kvelo, why is it Shishim enough? So, where the Pirmagam speaks out, the reason why Shishim mice is not enough, we have a klal and shas, Eshel Levurei. Levurinon. When they get the Sugya of, by case of Mimavar, Pekal, whether it's a Sugya Mimavar, Petircho, we have an option to go find out. Goes to Kvelo. So true, we have Shishim, but it goes to Kvelo. That's the reason why they need a case of Kvelo. If you have a Kvelo, what do you Shishim for? So the Pais can speak out. Well, Choshim, maybe there is Tam. Maybe there is Tam. Maybe Tam will come to answer it. Now, why are we Choshish there's Tam? I and Meister, the Goy says there isn't. Either we're Choshish, the Goy is lying. Maybe he's lying. Goyim do lie. Maybe he's not bucking and timing. Maybe he does not know that well. So they become only the case over here of Tam, a case of Kfelo, and the case of Shishim. That's Rashi Shito. Atzad Hasheni places, and Atzad Ches, quotes Rashi, he disagrees. He says the Ikki side over here is a case of Oy Shishim, Oy Kfelo, one or the other. I think more than Tzadik Tess brings down a case of a Koyin, and over there he does not taste it. You want to answer the Gemara, if you read it slowly, I mean the case of Ein Tam Yedua, that means the case of Bittul over here, but Avad there is no, if you had a case of Shishim Avad, does work. But I mean the case over here, there is Bittul. To my side, again, we have Taisa Shito, Oy Oy, and that's basically how the rush goes, either Kvelo or case of Shishim. Asana Shlishi, Numus Yishonim, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritva, the Ran, they come along and say you always need Shishim, always Shishim. Except, it depends what the Kimta is. If there's mamoshes inside, and you can't find it, get judged up inside over here, and you know there's excise inside, you need shishim. The guy tastes it. Even there's 58 inside, mice is also. You need shishim. Mash ekin is a situation where you took out the chaticha, the kzayas, or a situation that chaticha fell inside, and you're not sure how much fell inside. Now come along the guy and taste it. He says, I do not taste over here the chelim inside. If he says, don't taste it, it's been megal, there is shishim. Be megal, there is shishim. That means at the end of the day, you always need shishim. Either if I know there's exayas, I need shishim. Or I don't know there's exayas, because whether that only the tam came out, or the matter fell inside, I'm not sure what it is. Then the goy says, I did not taste it. Then, how I'm not tasting it. Must be the case of shishim. We assume there's shishim. Now, why do we say, what's the lumdus? We have to come on to the case of shishim over here. Mice, at the end of the day, if you say it doesn't taste it, so mice should be mutter. So come on the Bach, that's brought down by the Shach, the Chazkoyim Prim Gonim. Why? Because if you're saying the case of the lesser Shishim doesn't taste it, we can say he's lying. We assume he's lying. Why? Making a mistake. Either he's not a Bucky, or he's making a mistake over here. That's the reason. Again, we're going to have to commit him a case of Yisrael. We're assuming he's lying. A sad review over here, come on the Rambam, and he says, Mam Shaker. Again, the Rambam in the email saying you always need a case of Shishim. Ram says you always need a case of Kfela, nothing otherwise. There is no Kfela than a case of Shishim. But the halacha is you always go after a case of a Kfela. After a guy. So come along, what's the halacha? Is it Shishim or Kfela? Four Shishas. Either Rashi, you need both. Tosfos in the Rosh is one or the other, Kfela or Shishim. We have the Ramban in the email, you always need Shishim. You have the Rambam that says you always need Kfela. You have no Kfela, go after Shishim, but you always need Kfela. Maisa, how do we paskin over here? That means you have two different questions. The question negated the first shiloh, do we need a case of Masichlu Tumoy Kfelo? That again, Mechaba came out. He only brings down the sugya of Masichlu Tumoy. The Shach says he also, Oy Masichlu Tumoy Oy Kfelo, like the Rashba. Negated the second question, what does he say? The word to Mechaba is, Ein Shom Oy Kachovin Latoymoy, then Meshurinim Beshishim. That means, says the Shach of Kodin Dalad, Bichodesh the crazy, he's passing Rambam. That means the loch is the always in a kfelo. There is no kfelo around, then the loch is, then you go after the case of Shishim. Again, there is a Chavadas over here, they'll get the sugi in some kuf. Sound like he'll also be choshed the Ramban Shito. You're always in a case of Shishim, when the Chatich is inside. Here's another Chatich inside. But my at least over here, it says you want like the Rambam Shito. Hagam, you read the Goin, it's a cotton Zayin, he ends off saying, the Mechab says nothing. He says the words of the Mechaber, the Norcho, the Mechaber, he writes the Loikashach. Loikashach. But the simple reading of the Mechaber is like the Shach says over, it's passing in the Locha is like the Rambam. The Locha is always in Kfelo. There's no Kfelo around, they go to Shishim. That's the Mechaber. The Gate of the Ashkenaz, come on, Ramon, he says, V'ein Noigim Akshav Lismach Amagoy, Vashrinim Akol B'Shishim. V'sman Azeh, we're not selling upon the Kfelo, his Makor is the Ogre. Maram Ripadavo, and best may point out, look at the same about Shuma inside, he comes along and says, it's better not to be selling upon the goy already. Better not to be selling upon the goy. And therefore, all the Bnei Ashton afterwards, they come along, they paskin not to be selling upon the goy, a Prisha, a Bach, a Taz, the Shach, the Goyin, Tiferes Yisrael, Yaduda, or Chashulchon, now Yam Shushlim, that poured down in the Shach over here. My said, and the Bnei Ashkenaz is not selling upon a Kfela, not selling upon the goy. The question is, what about Bnei Svad? We have them all saying not to send upon a kvelo. Do Bnei Svad send upon a kvelo over here? Now, the way they like asking the question, making kishmak over here, Mora Shabbos of Yadav Chelapes, you bring down the Maisa that happened in Yerushalayim. He says you have to bevar if the Maisa is true or not true. Maisa the Sefer Chishev Eifoy Elichas Chanoich. Potiphar says the Tabakaro told him over a story that happened with him. I mean, the mice happened to shine with the temple Kerov. Temple Kerov, when he learned the Sugiri and Tzadachas, he came along and says, let's say Chelev fell inside your children. And the mice, he's not sure over here, this is Tam, known as his Tam. He said, I'll give you a very simple Eitzel. The Ashkenaz is not Semech upon a guy. But we'll see in the Loch, the B'nai Ashkenaz, the Shachel says, Semech upon Yisrael. He says, what we should do, go over to a guy. Guy says, he not taste any Chelev in the children. The Ashkenaz is stuck. But they swarred him. Now go over to Sradi, tell him to go taste the, not the children, the Chamin, and tell him to taste the Chamin over here, and he says there's no Chelev inside. Now an Ashkenazi can go eat it. Now the Temple Rav said, Apilomdis, that's the Sugi, did not want to pass this way. Now the Temple Rav was a Rav in Shkunas Basis role over here, as brought down in Lichas HaNoich, the Maisa later on, Maisa happened at Chasno. Maisa happened at Chasno, it was Hefshimubo. And the mice, they paskin with this mice. They paskin over here. They went over to a goy. Goy said, no chelim inside. Then he went over to a sardi, no chelim inside. They were the Ashkenazim and based on the mice enjoy the food over here. Now, the mafakering upon this mice from numerous avenues over here. Number one, they gave out the sugi we mentioned last month, and this month on Thursday. They gave the sugi lift naiver. It's a great question over here. That someone holds something is osir, and someone holds something is mutter. The question over here is, can the Isser give it to the heter, or the heter give it to the isser? Let me be clear. If I hold something is osir, for example, I'd not eat a heter mechira by Shemitah. And let's say the Mizrahi people hold it's a mitzvah to have a heter mechira, which I'm nothing against them, that's their mitzvah over there. I come to their house, are they like, give me a heter mechira? They hold it's a mitzvah, they're giving me a mitzvah over here. I hold it's also over here, you're not going to eat it over here. My salocha in your day, some kufi test of zayin, then they go, give it to me, the oivir and isser lift the evil asita mechshol. They're not allowed to. And therefore says, I'm allowed to eat in their house because then they'll give it to me. The only problem is they don't know the Lach of Shulchan Aruch, so I can't eat in their house. But I have to ask them. But otherwise, they cannot give it to someone who holds something that's ulcer. If I case now, which negate to us now, someone holds something that's isser. Can I give someone who holds something that's mutter? We discuss the negate on Shabbos, go to somebody who opens bowels on Shabbos on Machmer, and give it to someone who's mutter opens bowels on Shabbos. Discuss the reason why maybe it's mutter, not negate to ask you. But one of the questions discussed was the sugi lift neiver. Why hold also? I can give it to you. I hold it's a lift neiver. Is it lift neiver when you hold something as mutter? So the question over here is, if I hold the maisa that a goy gotation for a svadi, I cannot be semich upon it. No, it's mutter. Can I go give a goy gotation and then give it to a svadi over here? It may be mechalik. It's a chumro. It's not mekadin. Gam the words of the Pri Yitzchok, he has arrived from the Gemara's Chulun Dav Samach, Dav Zayin. He wants to say, even Midas Chassidus, there's an Issa Lift Ever to go give it to somebody else. So how in the world do I go give this chunk to a Shrad to go taste it? See, one Shalom is a Sugi Lift Ever. I said, that's Big Mavucha, La Pais Gamekel, but that's a question to the side. But that's one Ha'oru upon the Mice over here, the Chunim of Fakfek, is arriving to the Sugi Lift Ever or not. A second question, even more so, is it true that the Bnei Ashkenaz, about it, they're following the Loch of the Ramah. Is it true that the Bnei Svard do not pass in Lanach Chosh the Ramah? So you take out the Pri Chodesh of Pei Zayin, and he writes, the Svardim follow the Ramah over here in the Lanach of the Machaber. And after the Shulchan Gevoro, after the Zivchei Tzedek, after the Ben Ishchai, after the Kavachayim, they say we follow the Ramah as a Loch. The Loch is not Semech Panik Goy Bizman is there. And I'm not sure if the Tepkir Rav knew what the Svardi Halacha was. The Svardim Be'ikin, their Svardim, they come along to be Machmo over here, say we go like the Ramah, and not Semech upon a Goy over here, not Semech upon a Goy. Again, is it true that Be'imur and the Chelech Ches says that's true, but Hefsimubo, we Semech upon a Goy. Hefsimubo. That's a great question. Does the Ashkenazi Hefsimubo matter Svardim go taste the Cholent? Can Zayn, can argue the point over here. Yesh Lodin, that's a second aura upon this mice over here, that Be'ikin among them and Svard. They're coming to be machmer for the Moshito. The third shell is, taking a step further, the question is the gate to Yisrael. What is the gate of something upon Yisrael? What's the local? We said over here that we're something upon the Sfad with Yisrael. Not that simple, we're something upon Yisrael. Three questions upon the Maisel, which we'll have to get back to. Now, the shell really is why are we not simch pala kfeilo goy? The Gemara says we are. What is the reason at the end of the day that kibbutz to amot to be machmer? Why be machmer? The Gemara says ma'aseh a goy is nemon. Before Gemara, how are we arguing against the Gemara? So come along to the Achronim, they point out, Rechoshish b'zmanazeh, a goy is lying. Now why is that so? The three different ways of saying over why Rechoshish b'zmanazeh, a goy is lying. Either way, how the Shach is brought down by the Bach, because they know that when Yisrael starts schmoozing with them and asking them questions, they know it's not really Mesir Fri Tumoy. For example, they go to the street, you ask a goy, Remizah, it's dark in my house. They know exactly what you want, what you're saying. They know something in the street better than you know what he's saying over here. They know exactly. And the Gedi Shabbos is mutter. Why? Because it's not a Loshon Remiro, it's Remizo. But a lot of times, when you're speaking to Goy, and they, when especially the Goy around, you know, sometimes these cleaners over here, or these working these places, these shivas, they know the Sugyo, and when they hear things, they're Remizo, yeah, why are you talking to me? They know it's not really Mesir Fri Tumoy. They know exactly why you're asking, how the Cholon taste? Let me think, why is he asking me how the Cholon taste over here? There must be some Svar over here. So first they want to tie up Iker, Maisa, it's not really Mesir Fri Tumoy. Push the line over here, they're trying to help you out. That's one way of saying it over. A second way of saying over, because Cain said over, the time is that Goyim is manazer, also out to get you. There seem to be there's more cinemas manazer, they're trying to fool you, out to get you, also chosh the loy. The way how he says it over, and the Kamung says, what's pshat in the Ramah, it's coming to be machmer over here, he says, we're chosh of all shitas. That means he says, either we have to chosh, maybe you need dafka kfeilo, and maybe the halacha dafka masif fi tumoy. He says, if you know you need dafka kvela, it means you have to. He has to know you're being semich upon him. And Mesir Fri Tumoy means you have to know you're not being semich upon him. So he says, not possible to get all shittas over here. So if you know being semich upon him, you have a problem. If you do not know you're being semich upon him, you have a problem. So he says, no way over here getting all shittas. That's why you're being machmer, because maybe they're lying. So, Frank the Chesik Shlomo on the page over here, the goys are on the Mati Yonison. Very simple, it's two goyim over here. It's one goy, Mesir Fri Tumoy. And one guy over here, with a case of Kvelo. Fine, Ha'oram Kiveger. But come along with saying, what do you say to your boy? What's the reason over here? Why? To be Machma Pshanemo? Because maybe they're lying. Two different ways saying, oh, why they're lying? Well, maybe they're lying. Another way is why they must come to be Machma. Come along with Pim God Baruch HaShulchan, Choshish, the Ramban Shito. They always in the case of Shishim. But you always have a case of Shishim. A third way of saying, what do you Machma? Yad Yehuda, and that's what M.C. Yaakov, but Manazer, Goyim and Maisa, not Bekim in taste. They're not sensitive over here. Again, Yaakov Nevsky says a little bit more. It used to be in food, there was like an ingredient, maybe a second ingredient in between. For example, bread, Pasakim, was more to wise flour and water. Today, you take a loaf of bread, there are 23 different ingredients inside over here, and therefore, to say to your taste, Chelev inside, there's so many ingredients inside your bread over here, or all your food, there's so many ingredients inside, you lost the sensitivity. The Bakim, even the Kvelis, what exactly is inside our food over here? So come along, we have three different reasons why we come along to be Machmer. In the case of a, by going not to be Semich upon it, now we will get the case of a Yisrael. Now come along, again, we're saying a local Maisa, we are not Semich upon the Goy. Are we Semich upon the Goy, B'diyevet? There's a Shach and Sim Tarek Vav, it's called the Hay over there. Being down, even B'diyevet, we're not Semich upon the Goy. The words of Minchas Koin, even B'shas at Chak, even may have some rubo, the Maisa will not semich upon a goy. Now the question is, you have to realize, the Mechaba came along and says, we need a kfeilo, even the shishim is not enough, you always need a kfeilo. Don't have a kfeilo, we're semich upon shishim. We came along and says, we're knocking out the sugya, we're semich upon shishim, even though there's a kfeilo over here. It sounds like our chumas made with a kulo, we just knocked out the Mechaba shito. We knocked out the Rambam. How in the world will our chumra take in a kulo? Maybe you say both, Nishishim and a Kvelo. So if you're Koyin, and for the people going to be Koyin, because what's the law when you have no Kvelo, some Nishishim? Chazal came along and said, Command the Lesser, we have no Goyim, there's no Goyim here, we're not Sun Goyim, Command the Lesser, dummy. What's Command the Lesser? We're back to the law of Shishim. So I kind of get the sugi of Goyim practically. Practically, the Maisib, the Ashkenaz have never served upon a Goyim, they swarred. If there is, if there even is a heter, behefts the mubo. Back to Shalom itself in the beginning of Chaburo. What's the loch in the gate to Yisrael? Because some upon a kfeilo tima by case of Yisrael. It's come along the shach, being on the bach, once the dike in the Ramah. The word on the Ramah is, Ve'ein noigim lismach al timas akum. We're not semich upon a goy. That means a tima by Yisrael, the maestro are semich upon. put up the paiskim bichodesh the pima godim very strong kivega chokmas adam rasam chapan yisrael. Then where's that negayah? So the shach, it's not negayah the case of truma b'zman hazeh. Either they said negayah by sugya of making a neder, or it's negayah the case where you have an onion a snoin, you cut it with a milchiga or fleshka knife. Now you're not sure exactly if the onion is milchiga or not or fleshka not. The loch is a team of yisrael and meisa works. That means again you have the onion cut with a fleshka knife. You ate this onion, not sure if it's fleshik or not. If you taste no fleshik inside, it might be onion pyro. In fact, the Achronim, that is a Taz and Simtal Gvob, being done in Amon, is Seva Torah's Chattas. And the Amon writes of the Yevitz Noin, that's covered with fleshik and knife, we're not simple, but Manazer could not be Kiyim. The Amon himself writes, we're not simple, Chantim Os Yisrael. And yet, the Shach saying the Amon saying, we are simple, Chantim Os Yisrael. Serious Ramo, the Shach himself answers this question, Simon Tzadik Vav. He answers, the only time a Simon upon the team is his soul is only B'dieved and not Lechad Chilo. That means the Shach is very soulsome, said a Simon upon the team is his soul. It's not to say when that's so. So the only time a Simon upon the team is his soul is only B'dieved and not Lechad Chilo. What does B'dieved mean? Explains Lechem Chamudas on the Rosh. It means in the case where you already had the audience covered with a Fleshka knife and it already was cooked with milchiks, in that case, when ready was mixed inside, then it will be summoned upon the team of Yisrael. Let me have to realize that the evidence over here is not someone ready was cut with a fleshka knife, but cut and cooked inside, then it will be summoned upon it. Only the evidence. That means the idea of being summoned upon Yisrael, team of Yisrael, the shach is the evidence, but the chavdas, killing my shach, was unarchoshuchun, only the evidence over here. Now, the idea of being summoned upon team of Yisrael, you have to realize, that itself is not that simple. The Shach says, who's he coming to argue with? Lavush. Look up Lavush inside, he's very clear. He said the Loch is not summoned upon a team of even Yisrael, even the case of a coin. Team is coming not summoned upon. And there the Piskachu will also be being done, Chashar and Mephakik upon it. The Adhud and the Masham, they want to argue upon it. They point out the Chura, it's Lushitosai. The Bachan Shach says, what is the reason why we're not being summoned upon a Goy Bizman is that? Chashar, the Goy is coming to go lie. You saw there's no chash going to come to go lie. Masha Enkem, you've come along like from the Yad Yudah, the reason why we're not Samech upon the Goy, because we're not Bucky time as man as a Yuvis Adaris. Emma Siyak, because we have numerous time and mix inside over here. We're not that sensitive to time over here. Umitan Masham Machosh Vashishim and Bam Shito. If so, Imus Manazer should not be Samech by Yisrael. Therefore, we're Samech upon Imus Yisrael, the Shach says, yeah. Numerous Achon Maisa arguing with Samech upon Imus Yisrael. That means you have to realize Shishim is motor. Not from Shishim, not the Bible is motor. That means the whole time Maisa, the time of the Rav, you have to know the Svardim Maisa, you have to know the Fever, Svardim on the Semech upon Ekoi, you have to know if Yisrael is Semech upon Yisrael. To be given a question upon, you have to reflect upon the story over here. Maisa, on the side of the Semech upon Yisrael, again, the Shach says we are B'dieved. Do you need a Kvela? Do you need a Baki? Or any Yisrael of Maisa's Nemon? So again, it speaks out of the Shach going in the back, Lishitosai. They say the why we need a case over here of a Nemonis by Goy of a Kvela, because otherwise he's not Nemon. Although, but without the Sugar Mashakar, he might come along to go lie. Yisrael, we're not Chush for that reason. If the Loch is negated to Yisrael, we not need a Kvela. Very close to the Shach, he said, I feel not an Umon, but some upon Yisrael. Mais is interesting, Lalocha and Simon Tovkov and Aleph by the Mishnah Brewer being done at Pimagun during the 9 days. Locha during the 9 days is we do not have fleishiks, the meaning Saibne Ashkenaz, Saibne Svard. Not have fleishiks. The question is, let's say a person that he took his spaghetti, cooked it with meat, now he has spaghetti over here, he's not sure if there's the meat that fell inside over here, or cooked it with inside. Is there a time over here of fleishiks inside? He wants to eat the spaghetti, wants to eat the rice. Kamal with Pimagodim. We're talking about Mishabur, and says very simple. He says, go do a case of a Timo by Kvele Yisrael. That means Bizmanazer, Mishabur says, you want to eat spaghetti during the 9 days? Go get Yisrael and go taste it. Now, either the case over here before the 9 days, send to go taste it, or the case during the 9 days, and you already tasted a bit of it, and then you can't be Samech upon it. That means the local Maisa, you want to know when can be Samech upon a Kvele? So Mishabur, Tovkuf, and Aleph, during the 9 days. Yeah, it's not even by a kvela of tasting with your tongue. Maybe that's also showy. That's the next kabura. But eating it and swallowing it, he said it could be something upon a kvela Yisrael. Now the words in the Mishnah Berurah is something upon a Yisrael Kvelo. He's a double lotion. When you say something upon Yisrael, it's a Tzimul Yisrael Kvelo. Kvelo Yisrael. That means... You don't say that. It should have said Tzimul Yisrael. Or Tzimul Kvelo. It says a double lotion. A Kvelo Yisrael. So you see over there that he comes on Lechua not like a Bachan Shach. He's saying, even if something upon Yisrael, you're a Kvelo. Maybe he's coming for the other reason, because maybe he was a terrorist, and I have been booking time over here. Okay, we have two reasons always. What's the reason to be Machmav Kvelo? Is it Mitzad the Sigur of Benin Gershon, or Mitzad the Machatonim, the Shach over here? Is that being a booking time here? Mitzad the Sigur of Mirzas, Mitzad the Sigur of Mishach over here? Mishmua comes along and says, the word's Kvelo, not like the Shach. If someone is Yisrael, the Sigur of Kvelo over here. And still he says it. The Maisa could be the reason, I feel the Shach's had two cases. He said, a Neder. It's in a case over here of milk by an onion. The chur, the case in the 9 days, and nechal get of neder. That's been a client, so. Nechal get of neder. Those are two cases in the shach. He said, and again he said, man, there is seven upon it. The maiso. Are we seven upon a kfelo? So first of all, the geta goi, maiso of the Ashkenaz are not. The geta based neisvard, but it cannot also. The geta Yisrael, again, I see in Shuvah, Shalom Zalman is bringing down, but the evidence is seven upon it, but the shuvah goes this way. They bring down that the Chodeshani, Chabmiyashki, Cheshav Eifon, the Maisa will never see anyone to be Samech upon it. Me'ilam lo Shemanu, lo Inu, that was Samech upon it, created by Kitzim Agoi, for different reasons. Either because, number one, by the case of Yisrael, we have a Vosh B'chol Shor, we never Samech upon Yisrael. Or, we even go like the Shach, the Gedeb, the Yevet, according to the Shach, is after you cut it with the onion and got mixed inside. Vo'igin of Alvaz, maybe not Bekim is Manazah. The other story is over here. So Maisa, as far as I see, practically, I never heard anyone be semi upon a kvelo. Even for the 9 days, even though it's before Shemesh Nebura, I never saw anyone be semi upon a kvelo by the case of Yisrael or by the case of a guy. In Sevalo, for myself, there are two other sugyas over here. There's a sugya of Te'ima, of tasting things. That better show me next Chabura. It's very important to see the Ribosh inside. See the Amon Kochest, the Taz beginning to cut the base, the Piska Chuba over here. First Piska Chuba. The second sugya over here, Hatmeshar Shishim. That's the second Piska Chuba over here. And be more practical than next Chabur. This Chabur is not too practical, but Machmer. Next Chabur will be negated to mouthwash and toothpaste and things like that, negated the Sugar of Timo. And then if you have more time, start making the Chabur afterwards, the Machmer Krimis afterwards, the Sugar called Tamki Iker, a massive Sugar. We're doing it much quicker than other Chaburas do it. And then you have to go see the Sugar of Mimba Minoy. You have to do three things. First, Sugar of Mimba Minoy, Macholish Rashi and Toysis. A second thing, the Sugar of Psochem of Tamki Iker. And afterwards, you can see the Locha is the base of Kimmel. That's Locha.
Fire!